Today's Shir Masechta Kedushin Daf Samach Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Komak M'sheish Kedushin, wherever the Kedushin that's taking place between the parents is a Kedushin that is a legitimate Kedushin. Ein Aveira, there's no Aveira involved. There's nothing improper involved in this Kedushin. Says the Mishnah, the halach is Havlar Hoylech Achazachar. The child that will be born, when we speak about the yichus of that child's yichus will go according to the yichus of his father. Vezazu, what does that mean? Says the Mishnah, if we have a situation of a kahanis, leviah, or yisraelis, shenasim lekein, levi liyisrael, in all these cases, the child yichus is determined by who the father was, because as the Torah Kedusha says, "L'mishpachosam l'beis avosam," that the yichus of a person is determined by l'mishpachosam l'beis avosam, by knowing who is this child's father. So the Makna says that what will be the halacha if the kedushin is an issue, because it's an issue mid rabbanon, what will be the halacha then? So the Makna says that even in a case where the kedushin are acceptable mid raisa, but they're not acceptable mid rabbanon, then, as we're about to learn, the halacha will be, the Makna says, they will go after the pogum, whichever is the one that is not acceptable. However, the Ramah disagrees. And the Ramah's opinion is that in those circumstances, we follow, since Midaraisa, it is a valid Kedushin, says the Ramah, then we follow whoever the father is. I saw the Torah Pasuk says, when Klal Yisrael, when Yaakov Avinu and his family came to Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Kol HaNefesh LeBeis Yaakov Haba Mitzrayim Shivim Nefesh. And of course, many Mepharshim asked the question, if you count the people that arrived, you will see that there were only 69. So Rav Shlomo Kluger, in his Sefer, Chanukas HaTorah, says that the Targum Yonason Ben Aziel says that Osnas was married to Yosef. And Osnas, the wife of Yosef, was the daughter of Shechem and Dinah. And now the question is, how does the halacha look at the yichus of Osnas? Because our Mishnah just said that kol makom she'en aveira, when there's no aveira, v'lar ha'olach achazocher. So if that's the case, then Osnas would be considered a Jewish. Then if that's the case, then the question would be: is how do we look at Osnas? Do we look at Osnas as Bastina, because a father's not Jewish, or do we not look at a father? And it really hinges on the question, did Klal Yisrael have a din of Bnei Yisrael already before Kabbalah HaTorah? If they have a din of Bnei Yisrael before Kabbalah HaTorah, so then Osnas, even though her father was Shechem, a non-Jew, but we're going to learn in our Mishnah, we follow the mother, and then she's considered a Yisrael. But if we'll say that they did not have a din of Bnei Yisrael, they had a din of Bnei Noach, then she's considered the daughter of Shechem, and she's not considered Jewish. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger that the Proshas Drachim says that the machloikis between Yosef and his brothers were Klal Yisrael at that point considered like Bnei Yisrael, or they considered like Bnei Noach. Why? Because the Bnei Noach are not allowed to eat an animal that's a mefarcheses. They used to be eating animal right after the shechita, which is mefarcheses. Jews may eat such an animal, non-Jews may not. So the other shvatim said, we have the din of Yisrael. Since we have the din of Yisrael, we're allowed to eat mefarcheses. And Yosef says, you're not allowed to eat mefarcheses. So that's what the pasuk says. Kol nefesh lebeis Yaakov haba mitzrayma. There was shivim nefesh. Why were there shivim nefesh? Because I follow, says the Gemara, Beis Yaakov, they follow the opinion that Klal Yisrael have the din of Bnei Yisrael. If Klai Yisrael have the din of Bnei Yisrael, so that's why it's considered that Asnas is a Jewish person, and that's how we get to the number 70. Continues the Mishnah. B'kom makom sheyesh kedushin v'yesh aveira, where there is a kedushin, but with this kedushin is involved something that should not have happened, an aveira, then havlat ha'ilchacha pogam. Then the child is considered, we follow the pogam. And the Mishnah gives us an example. El zazu, zo amon ha'kohen gadol, v'amon ha'mari ha'kohen gadol, agrusha chalutza married ha'kohen hedjet, a mamzeris that married a nesina. We often speak about the nesinim. The nesinim were a nation that forward who were from the Zion Umis that lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they came and they fooled Yeshua into believing that they were from a faraway country, and Yeshua made a gzera on them that as long as the Beis Hamikdash is standing, they have to be work for the Beis Hamikdash. David HaMelech, after they showed a tremendous lack of mercy on the family for the family of Shaul, extended it and said that they are usher to marry into Klal Yisrael forever, and that's why they're called Nesinim. Machloikus Rishonim, Rambam and Ramban, if the Issa Nesina is the Issa Deraisa, or the Issa Nesina is an Issa Derabonon. The Rambam's opinion is that the Issa Nesinim is an Issa Derabonon. The Ramban's opinion is that they're an Issa Deraisa to marry a Nesina. If any of these types of individuals marry Yisrael, or a Bas Yisrael married a Mamzer or a Nosin, so in all of these cases, the marriage that's taking place is an Issa Loisasei. There's a lav being violated, not a Chiyuv Karis. And as we've learned many times and will learn now, there's a very fundamental difference between a Kedushin, which involves an Issa Lav, versus a Kedushin that involves an Issa Kares or Issa Mises Bezdin. A Kedushin that involves an Issa Lav, the halacha is that such a Kedushin is effective. Of course, it represents an Aveira, but it's an effective Kedushin. A Kedushin that involves a Chiyuv Karis or Mises Bezdin is not valid at all. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. Rav Kiva holds that even by Issa Lav, the Kedushin is not valid. Our Mishnah clearly follows the opinion of the Chachamim, that this Kedushin is a valid Kedushin, but the Mishnah is teaching us that we identify the child born from this marriage with the pogum, with the defect that either parents meant the either parent has. The komish and loyal of kedushin, but when we have somebody who's not a candidate for kedushin at all, avol yesh al kedushim, avol yesh al deacherim kedushim, this couple may not marry each other, but other people may marry these people. Havlad mamzer, then the child would be a mamzer. And says the Mishnah, what does that mean? Zeh habal achs mikol harayish b'Torah. This is, as we just said, if somebody lived with one of the people who's an ervatim midaraisa, in such a case, they're not supposed, when there's issa karis, and certainly when there's issa mises bezdin, that child will be a mamzer. V'kimish ein loy alov v'loy alcheim kadoshim. If there's a woman who had relations with a man that can't have kedushin with anybody, then havlat kamaisa. Then if this is a woman that cannot have kedushin with anyone, then the child will be like her. And explains the Mishnah, what does that mean? Ve'zuzeh, zevlat shivcha. If a Jew had relations with a shivcha, v'kei nachris, or a Jew had relations with a non-Jewish woman, in all these cases, the mother is not Jewish. So the halacha is that the child, even though the father is Jewish, the child will not be considered Jewish. And in Mitzvah Shem, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, we'll see why. So the Gemara begins with explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kol makom sheyesh kedushin, when there is a kedushin and there's no aveira involved in this kedushin. So the halacha is that the child, yichus, is identified by the yichus of this child's father. Amar, Reb Shimon or Reb Yochanan. So Reb Shimon said to Reb Yochanan, Klalahu, is this a hard and fast rule? The Kol Makom Sheyesh Kedushin, wherever there's a Kedushin, Ve'en Aveira, and there's no Aveira involved in this Kedushin, Havlat Hoylech Acha Azachar, that we follow the Yichus of the father, ask the Gemara, V'rei Ger Shenosim Amzeres. We have a situation where Ger married Amzeres. That the Halacha is the Yesh Kedushin, that this Kedushin is a valid Kedushin, and Ein Aveira. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that a Ger is allowed to marry a Mamzeris. And yet, asked the Gemara, Havlar Hoylech HaChapogim. The Halacha is that the child born from this marriage will be a Mamzer. The Tanya, because says the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us, Ger Shinos Mamzeris. If a Ger married a Mamzeris, which as we just learned, the Halacha is that that is an acceptable marriage. The halacha is havlad mamzer divrei Reb Yossi. So we see that even though if the marriage is acceptable, there's no avera. The halacha is that the child still considered a mamzer. Amalei. So Reb Yochanan responds to Reb Shimon. Mi savris. Do you believe that Masnis and the Am Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb Yossi, who holds that a ger is allowed to marry mamzeris? Masnisan, our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Domar, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is the ger lo yis mamzeres, that a ger should not marry mamzeres. So we have here a situation that this was a marriage when the ger married the kedusha, this mamzeres, it shouldn't have taken place. There was an avera. So it's an example of yesh kedushin v'yesh avera, that the aloch is havlad achal pogum, and that's why the child will be considered a mamzer. The Rishonim point out that we can't say that our Mishnah is exactly the opinion of Yehuda, because our Mishnah says that a woman that only has a chiyuv lav, the kedushin, as we just discussed when we learned the Mishnah, is an effective kedushin, this tefisas kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion actually concurs with Rabbi Kiva that kedushin are not tefis b'chayiv lavin. What the Gemara means to say, says the Rashba, is that this tan of our Mishnah regarding this halacha of a ger marrying a mamzeres is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but it's not that Rabbi Yehuda is the tan of our Mishnah. So ask the Gemara, if that is the case, that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, and that's an example of yesh kedushin, the yesh avera, that the halacha is havlad hoichel acha pogum. So ask the Gemara of Nisnei, why wasn't it mentioned as one of the cases of the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Tana Kamakim the Sefer, when the Mishnah said the words Kamakim Shiesh Kedushin V'yesh Aveira, it's coming to include something. What's it coming to include? It's actually coming Lasuye. It's coming to include the case of a ger that married Mamzeres, as we're learning now, the Vlad is Mamzer. Vibay Seima, or another Teretz suggests the Gemara in explaining the opinion of our Mishnah, Loila Reisihi. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that Ger may marry Mamzeres. So if that's the case, why is the child Mamzer? Answers the Gemara Vatana, when the Mishnah said, what is the example where there's Yesh Kedushin and no Aveira? And said, Ezezu, this is the case, and spoke about Kohana Levim Yisrael, marrying Kohana Levim Yisrael, Lamute, that even though there's, they teach us that even though there's a case of a ger that married a mamzeres, that there is no aveira in this kedushin, but still the halacha is hoylach acha pogum, that the child will be considered a pogum and that the child will be considered a mamzer. Ask the Gemara. If we're saying v'chi ezezu, that are we going to say that when the Mishnah said ezezu, it's coming to teach us such a case? For Suloy, in no other cases, for Ray, there's another case where there is Yesh Kedushin v'Ein Aveira, and the child goes after the Pogim. Cholol Shenosu Bas Yisrael. If you have an individual who's a Cholol, the definition of a Cholol is a Kohen that was born, a Kohen married a woman whom he wasn't supposed to marry. The child, the boy born from that marriage, is a Cholol. And if a Cholol married a Bas Yisrael, so there's nothing wrong with that marriage. Yesh Kedushin, the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin, and there's no Aveira. And yet, the halacha is havlad hoylich acha azacher, that the child will be a cholol like his father. So we see that we have another such example. So what are we saying that Ezezu is only speaking about certain cases? It's many more cases. Answers the Gemara Holokasha. Because our Mishnah, Kereb Destoy ben Rehuda Svirlei, he holds like Rehuda ben Destoy, and his opinion is that HaCholol Shanasa Bas Yisrael, given as we just said, there's nothing wrong with that marriage, the child will be kosher. And therefore, Ezezer in the Mishnah is only coming to speak about a case of a Ger Shanasa Mamzeres, but that, or Cholol Shanasa Bas Yisrael, that the children are not Mesiachas La'av. There will be anybody in that category. Ask the Gemara, what about Yisrael Shanasa Cholol? The Yesh Kedushin, Vein Avera, Vavlad Holach Acha Azachar, that the Vlad will be like his father. He may not be, that he'll be whatever his father is. So we see that the Aloch is coming to speak about this case as well, and says you go after the father, we don't go after the Pogam. And it says, the Gemara, Kana Kamokim Dereisha, when the Mishnah said Kamokim Dereisha, it's Klasui, it's coming to teach us that when Yisrael married a Chalola, the Yisrael, the child is like his father. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that this is amongst the cases where the child is absolutely fine, so Nisna Behedya, why wasn't it mentioned in our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Mishun Deloi Masnulei. Whenever Mishnahs are taught, they are taught in a way that's most concise. And this halacha cannot be mentioned in a concise fashion. Mishum Deloi Masnulei. Heichen Nisna, it's not easy to teach these halachas in a concise manner. Because Heichen Nisna, what do you want to say? Kohanis Levi Yisrael is for Chalola Shanos L'Koyin Levi Yisrael. Ask them of a Chalola L'Koyin Michazia. A Koyin is not allowed to marry Chalola. And therefore, it didn't lend itself to be said easily. And that's why the Mishnah didn't bother mentioning the case, even though the halacha is equivalent to the case of a Mishnah. The halacha is, the Torah says, regarding again Mitzri, the Ger Adoimi. The Torah says that we could accept Gerim from Mitzrim and Adoimim. The Torah says regarding their children, Bonim Ashi Yavodu Lahem, their descendants, Dosh Shlishi Yavolem B'Kal Hashem, only the third generation could become full-fledged Jews, and regular Jews can marry their descendants. For the record, this halacha doesn't apply B'Zman Hazeh, as the Rambam Hilchos Asuri Biya, Perek Beis, Halacha Chav Hei teaches us. He says, Kishol of Sancherev Malach Asher, when Sancherev came, Bilbel Kala Umais, he mixed up the whole world, Virvam Zeh B'Zeh, the Igum Isam Kame sent everybody into Golos. And the Mitzrayim, who live currently in Mitzrayim, are not from the original Mitzrim. And the Adoimim, that live in Edoim, are not from the original Adoimim. Everything got mixed up. And therefore, there's no individual that we could clearly identify as a Mitzri or an Adoimi. And since there's no individual that we can identify as a Mitzri or Adoimi, we don't have to be concerned that if anybody comes to us to request Geiris, that the halacha is that we should be concerned that Mitzri Adoimi. But our Gemara is referring to the time of Chazal, where this halacha was very much still in place. So ask the Gemara. We have another situation where the Kedushim are mutter, and the child goes after the father. Because ask the Gemara, the Rabbi Barav Chana, the Rabbi Barav Chana, Amar Rav Yochan, a Mitzri Sheni, the son of a Mitzri who became a Ger, Shenasra Mitzvah Rishayna, that the married a Mitzvah Rishayna, a first generation Giyaris, but no Shlishahava. We look at the child based on his father. And since his father is a Sheni, he will be considered a Shlishi. And since he's considered a Shlishi, he can marry a regular Jewish girl. So we see that the word Ezezeh is coming to teach us that it's not coming to exclude cases that aren't in the Mishnah, because our Mishnah mentions this case. This is also a case where we follow the father. And it says, the Gemara, Kana Kamakam Dereisha, when the Mishnah mentioned this Kamakam, it meant to include this case as well. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in understanding this halacha of Rabbi Babachana, which he said regarding a mitzvah sheni shenosa mitzvah rishayna. Rashi's explanation is that the halacha that we go after the pogrom would only be if a Bas Yisrael or Yisrael married a Mitzri that they weren't supposed to marry. But here, the case that we just discussed was a Mitzri Sheni marrying a Mitzri Rishon. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that marriage. Since there's nothing wrong with that marriage, says Rashi, that's why Rabbi Babachana held that the child will be considered a Mitzri Shlishi. The Tosfos has a different explanation. Tosfos says that the only time we have this concept of Holach Acher Apogam is when the two parents are two different categories. But when both parents are the same category, we don't have this halacha. And since the case that we're discussing here, both parents are Mitzrim, that's why the child is not looked at. We give the child the din of a Mitzri Shlishi. So, what would be the nafkamina? According to Rashi, the problem is there an Aveira or isn't there an Aveira? So here where there is no Aveira, that's why Rashi is lenient. But in a case, for example, where there may be an Aveira involved, Rashi wouldn't be lenient. According to Tosfos, the fact that to pay attention is it one nation or is it two nations? And as long as it's one nation, the fact that there is or isn't an Aveira is not a consideration. Ask the Gemara, Ula Ravdimi the Omer, according to Ravdimi, that a Mitzri Sheni that married a Mitzri Rishona, the child will be a Sheni because we go with the Pogum and he'll be a Sheni, not a Shlishi. So we have a case of Yesh Kedushim, Vein Havera, and we go after the Pogum. So why didn't the Mishnah mention this? Answers the Gemara, Tana Ezezu Lemeuti. That's what the Ezezu came to teach us. But ask the Gemara of Ikab, there's another case. The Kiyasa Rovin, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Be'umas, if a ger man married a geyrus, we follow the zacher, and therefore, if a ger married a kananis geyrus, the halacha is that child will not be considered a kanani. We said early in our shir that the Torah said regarding the zayin umas delivered in Eretz Yisrael lo sechaya kol neshama. So here we have a father who's not a Kanani, a mother who is a Kananis. So they're both Gerim. So the Yesh Kedushin, Ein Aveira, and Haloy L'chach HaZocha, and he's not treated like a Kanani. Nizgairu, Haloy L'chach HaPogim Shmaneim. And therefore, if the father, for example, will be an Ammoni, and the Aloch is Layov Ammoni B'Kal Hashem Ad Olam, nobody could ever accept that Ammoni into the Klal Yisrael, even 10 generations. And the mother, for example, will be a mitzris. The halacha is, we go after the pogum, and the halacha will be that the child will be treated like an amoini. So, and that's by the boys. Because a boy will be considered an amoini and will never be accepted into Klal Yisrael. The girls, since there's a halacha of amoini v'loy amoinis, so the fact that her father is an amoini is immaterial, as long as he was Megayer, and there won't be an Isra Amoinus, so we're going to treat her like a mitzris, and not allow her into Klai Yisrael until the third generation. So we see, here we have a case, Yesh Kedushin, Ein Aveira, and Hoylach HaChapogim. The father is an Amoini, the mother is a mitzris. We just look, if the child is a boy, we give him the category of an Amoini, like his father. If the child is a girl, we give it the status of her mother, and she's a mitzris, because each time we push it to what will be to their detriment. So why wasn't this mentioned? But this is a case of Yesh Kedushin, then Aveira. And it says, Gemara Tana Ezezula Mutimai. So in other words, the way we're up to now is there are a number of halachas that were not mentioned in our Mishnah. One is a Gershonosa Mamzeris. According to Rabbi Yossi, this is Nesum that are mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this is Nesum that are not mutter. A Cholol that married a Bas Yisrael, which the marriage is mutter, the But the child, according to the Chachamim, is a cholol, and according to the story, the child is kosher like his mother. A mitzri sheni that married a mitzvah rishonim, again, the nesuin and mutter, according to Rabbi Bavachana, the child is considered a mitzri shlishi. According to Rav Dimi, the child is a mitzri sheni. A ger amoni that married a ger amoni and a mitzris, the yoris, that married, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Vlad goes after the pogrom. The Gemara asked that we had a case, we began the Gemara by discussing a case where there was a ger that married a mamzeris. So when the ger marries a mamzeris, yesh kedushin ve'ein aveira, and yet the child is a mamzer. And the Gemara gave two answers. So why wasn't that included? Why wasn't that mentioned in our Mishnah, where we say that the Mishnah says kol makom sheyesh kedushin ve'ein aveira, wherever the kedushin is effective and there's no aveira, the vlad kosher? Here we see that the vlad is not kosher. So the Gemara gave two terutzim. One terutz the Gemara suggested is that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Yehuda that holds that this is actually kedushin that ought not to take place. And the other terutz is that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that indeed that there is no aveira, and Ezezu is coming to Mimat that this case is an exception, that even though yesh kedushin ve'ein aveira, the halacha will be that the yesh kedushin ve'ein aveira, the child will follow the pogrom. Ask the Gemara, hi mai. Let's understand the Mishnah according to what we just learned. Yeah, b'shalom nisnisin Rabbi Yehuda hi. If we'll say our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that the goyer is not allowed to marry a mamzeris, and that's why when the ger married the mamzeris, the child born from that marriage will be a mamzer, because whenever there's an aveira, we follow the pogrom. Kamakim dereisha. So when the Mishnah began with the words kamakim, it's lasui. It's coming to teach us shisrael shenasa chalala, that the kedushin are permissible, but the child follows the father, like the Mishnah we're going to learn daf ayin zayin. And it's also coming to include the case of Rabbi Babachana, that a mitzri sheni that married a mitzri rishona, that the child is a mitzri shlishi, who's considered like a regular ger. Ezezu, when the Mishnah said the words Ezezu, Lemuti, it's coming to exclude Rav Dimi, that a mitzri sheni and a mitzri rishona, the halacha is that the child will be a mitzri sheni. So even though the Nesu'im were a legitimate Nesu'im, no Aveira, still the child goes after the pogrom. And also comes to exclude the din of Ravin that we just mentioned, where a Ger Amoni and a Gioris Mitris married, that we, depending on what the child is, or boy or girl, will determine if he's an Amoni and can never be part of Klal Yisrael, or is it a Mitris that we have to wait a female for three generations. Furthermore, Kamakim the Sefer, where the Sefer used the word Kamakim, the Sefer said Kamakim Shiesh Aveira Havlad Holach Acha Pogam. The Suya, it's come to teach us Ger Shenasa Mamzeris, that according to Yehuda, the Nesuin are Aser, and that's why the child is a Pogam. El Yamrit. But if we're going to say, like the second teretz that was offered at the beginning of our shir, that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, so kamakim the reisha, the kamakim that the reisha used, kiramoran, is coming to teach us Yisrael shenasa chalala. It's coming to teach us that that a case that Yisrael married chalala, the child is fine. Or the case of Rabbi Bavachana, the mitzvah sheni married a mitzvah rishona, that the vlad is a shlishi. Ezezeh, when the Mishnah said at the beginning of the Mishnah, Ezezeh, it's also coming to Kiramorin, a ger amoni that married a yoris mitzris, that even though the marriage was a legitimate marriage, the child will be given whatever is considered more detrimental. El kamakim the sefer, but when the Mishnah, according to this explanation, says kamakim the sefer, l'suyamai, what's it coming to add that we haven't learned already? Because it can't be coming to teach us a ger shenasa mamzeris, because according to Rabbi Yossi, there's nothing wrong with a ger marrying a mamzeris. And says the Gemara Tamech, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, the first teretz that explained our Mishnah's following the opinion of Yehuda. Eze zu the Seif Lamali. Why was the Eze the zu mentioned the Seif coming to teach us? We didn't have anything that actually teach us. How must we answer this? The way we must answer this is either the Tana Resha Eze zu, Tana Seif Eze zu. In order for symmetrical wording in the Mishnah, since in the Resha the words Eze zu were used and there were purpose, as we learned, for those words, that's why in the Sefer we also use the words Eze zu. So that's the same thing we're going to say according to the other texts that said that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Yossi. Either the Tani Resha Kamakim, since in the Resha the Mishnah used the word Kamakim, so that's why in the Sefer the words Kamakim were used as well. Gufa, says the Gemara Kiyasa, Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Be'umais, when we speak about the Yichas of the Umas Olam, that means if a child was born to non-Jewish parents where the father is from one nation and the mother is from a different nation, Halach Achazachar, we follow whatever is the Yichas of the father. This Gairu, if a husband and wife from two different nations became gerim together, and they had children. Halach acha av pogim shebishneihem. We look at which is the more detrimental, which is the bigger pogim of this couple. My boomer, says the Gemara. Now let's understand what does it mean. Yichas by the umas ha'olam. So the Gemara begins. My boomer, halach acha zocha. What does that mean? Answers the Gemara to the Tanya. Menayim le'echem an umas. Akum. Not from Eretz Yisrael, Shabal Kananis, that had relations with a Kananis from the Shiva Amim that were in Eretz Yisrael, that the Torah, as we keep on saying, says regarding them, Lo Yisachaya Kol Neshama, V'hoyle Ben, and now they have a child, Shatu Shoyle L'Knoisa Be'eved. You're not obligated to eradicate him because of the Pasuk of Lo Yisachaya Kol Neshama, but rather you can let him live and use him as an Eved. Tamaloymer, the Pasuk says, Meis Hagoyim Ashir Sivasech Mehem Tiknu Eved Ve'Oma, that from the nations that did not live in Canaan, you could make them into Avodim. And the Pasuk continues, V'Gam Mnei HaTeshav Magorim Mechem Mehem Tiknu. Even Akum, that came from outside of Eretz Yisrael, and live now in Eretz Yisrael, we could buy them for Avodim. What does that mean? What it means is the example that we just gave, where Akum from outside Eretz Yisrael married a Kananis in Eretz Yisrael, that the child is considered like the mother, like the father. There's no din of Loisachaya Kol Neshama on that child, and he doesn't follow his mother, his father. He follows his father, who's not a Kanani, and we could not obligate it to eradicate him. We could buy him as an Eved. Yochel. Continues the Brisa, Af Kanani Abo Al Achas Ha'umais V'Hoyle Ben. What would be the halach of a Kanani had relations with a woman from a different nation? Shatu Shoyle K'nois V'Eved, that you could buy him as an Eved, since his mother is not from the Shiva Amim of L'Shchai Kol Neshama. Tamalayim Ashalidu Ba'artzachem. Min Al-Miladim Ba'artzachem. That the mother is from Eretz Yisrael, and that's where they have the children, because typically the father comes to where the mother lives. In a case where the mother is from somewhere else, and then they came to live in Eretz Yisrael with the Kananim, when the father's a Kanani and the mother's from the Umais, then the halacha is he's considered like a Kanani, and we have to eradicate him. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, that the umais, we go after the father, that if the father is mishar umais, then there's no din of l'sechai kol neshama, and we could buy him as an eved. If the father is a Kanani, then even though the mother is from one of the other nations, the halacha of l'sechai kol neshama will kick in. The Braisa continues to speak about what we learned. The Skyru, when we had two gay people, or gayrim, two non-Jews that became gayrim, and they have a child, the halacha is havlat hoylach acha pogim shebishneihem. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? B'mai, exactly what does it mean? Because they're both gerim. So what does it mean that we're following the yichus? Ilema, if we're going to say b'mitzri shenasa aminus, in a case that the nitzri married an aminus. So let's think about that. The halacha that we're not supposed to accept gerim from amin, the halacha is amini v'lo aminus. So since the aminus in this marriage is the female, there's nothing wrong with her. So if that's the case, the Gemara said that when we had Nizgairu, when people from these two different nations were Nizgair, Helach Acha Pogam Shebishneyam, we look at which is more Pogam. But suggests the Gemara, in a case where a Mitzri married an Amonis, obviously they're both Gairim as we're learning, neither has a real Pogam. The mother has no Pogima, because an aminus is a full-fledged geiris. When we use the word achapogam shebishneyam, it indicates that they're both pogam. Now we have to see which is more pogam. The aminus is not pogam at all. So that can't be the case. Ella, the case must be an amini shenasa mitzris. So the amini ger has with him a very significant flaw. Because as we say, the Torah says, amini v'loy aminus, and a mini can never be accepted in the Klaisol, a male. A mitzris is a gyaris up to three generations. So says the Gemara, Izocha have a high, if the child born to this marriage is a boy, Shadia Basri today will treat him like an amoini, and we can never accept him, not treat him like a mitzri that could be accepted after three generations. Being the kevava, and if she's a female, if I will treat her like a amina, so then she's accepted immediately. In this case, we'll treat her like a mitzris. Shadia basri lido, we'll treat her like a mitzris, and she'll only be mutter after three generations. We learned in the Mishnah, kosh enala kedushin, avyeshla alchem kedushim, havlad mamzer, and we explained that that's the case where the Kedushin are not typhus, because there's an Issa Karis in that Kedushin. The parents Issa to live together carries an Issa Karis. The child born from that is a Mamzer. Ask the Gemara, how do we know, Menon Emili, ask the Gemara, from where do we know that Kedushin are not typhus by Chayve Krisis? Answers the Gemara, the Amr of Chibar Abba, Amr of Yochanan, Umataba Mashum de Rabbiana Vervach, Bere de Rava, Umataba Mashum de Rabbiosa Aglili, Amakrav Yotzma Besa, Vahoch Vaisalish Acher. The Pasuk speaks about a man who divorces a wife. But Lacherim, the Kedushin Vahoisa, Vahoisa means Kedushin. Where will the Kedushin be effective? When it's going to be Lish Acher, somebody who's not related to her. But if it's Krivim, then the Kedushin is not Chal. Maskler of Abba, says the Gemara, who says that it's speaking about all cases like that? Veimel ach v'loy leben. Maybe only if she married her son, which is a very close relative, and carries a Mises Besdin punishment, that's when the Kedushin is not typhus. But how do we know that the halacha, that the Kedushin is not typhus, is also by Chiyuv Krisis? But answers the Gemara, ben, that the Kedushin is not typhus by a son, we have a pasuk, Bedik Sebei. And then the pasuk says, "Voice ish achalamali." Shema mina lachayrim v'leila krayvim. Not only a son. Vemi idi v'idi ben. Maybe both pesukim are speaking about the son. Ha is lachatchila. The pasuk is telling us lachatchila may not marry her. And the second pasuk is saying, "But the evidence that if you did it, the kedushin is not valid." Answers the gemara lachatchila that somebody is not allowed to marry a relative, l'chatchila, that I know from Echois Ish Nafka. Ma Echois Isha. Because the Pasuk says, Lo Ikach Ish as Eishas Aviv. So Zok Gemara, Ma Echois Isha Bekaris, if Echois Isha is Bekaris. And the Pasuk says, V'isha Echois Lo Sikach. Chayv Mises Bezdin Lo Koshkein. So l'chatchila we know already. If by Karis it's l'chatchila Asur, I don't need by Mises Bezdin a Pasuk. Veima, Idvi Idvi Echois Isha. Maybe both psukim are talking about a chayis isha halacha tchil echad b'diavad. Says Amar Enechanami. You're right. Pasuk are talking about a chayis isha that even b'diavad the kedushin is not chal. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara. I ask a chayin a chayis isha. So we see by a chayis isha the kedushin is not typhus. Shar arayis menolon. How will we know that this halacha by every other erva as well? Al pinon, because we learn ma chayis isha. Ma chayis isha mirchedeshi erva. And chayovim al zodayin a chorus. If somebody has relations with an chayis isha b'meiz at this chorus, if they do b'shagi it's a chattis, like tafsa b'kedushin, says the Gemara, so too will we learn from a chayis isha that any situation which is called the erva, av kol shi erva, and there's a chiv chorus, chayov al zodayin a chorus, l'shigos a chattis, like tafsa b'kedushin. Says the Gemara, bishlama, this is a type of lima that's called a mamitzinu, and says the Gemara, Bishlama kulasyan, this is a legitimate limud. Ala eishas ish, eishas ach, ikal mafruch, ma lachos isha shikain, ein lo heta v'makam itza. You can never marry your wife's sister. Time ve'eishas ach, sheish lo heta v'makam itza. You can't marry your sister-in-law unless it's a setting of yibum where the brother died without children and there's a mitzvah to marry her. Eishas ish, nami ikal mafruch. The same to ve'eishas ish. Ma, when we speak about a chayis isha, she came like et the b'chayi oisrin. As long as the woman whom you were married to is alive, even if she divorced her, you may not marry her sister as long as that woman is alive. Time of eishas ish. But when we speak about eishas ish, yes, of course, one can't marry or have relations, and kedushin is not typhus by eishas ish. But the eishas ish has a leniency that she came yesh lehet the b'chayi oisrin. That an Eishas Ish, the woman who was an Eishas Ish, potentially can marry another man. After her husband divorces her, the halacha is she's allowed to get married. So we can't learn, ask the Gemara, we're trying to say a blanket statement. We're trying to say a blanket statement that all Chiyuv Karis is not, Kedushin is not Typhus. And the way we learn it is from Achayis Isha, says the Gemara, but these two cases, Eishas Ach and Eishas Ish, that carry with them within themselves certain leniencies, should be an exception to the rule, or should not be able to be learned from Achayis Isha. So how would we know that by those Chiyuv Karis, by those Chiyuv Karis, Kedushin is not Typhus?